From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Venezuela opposition leaders taken from homes. Some strange happenings in politically volatile Venezuela. Allies of Venezuelan opposition leader Antonio Ledezma have said he has been taken from his home by authorities while under house arrest. Ledezma, a former mayor of Caracas, was detained in 2015. Meanwhile, the wife of fellow opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez said he was also taken into custody by authorities. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, claiming victory in Sunday's election of a new constituent assembly, on Monday mocked targeted U.S. financial sanctions directed at him.
No me intimidan.
Mr. Maduro told supporters he won't be intimidated by threats and sanctions from the imperialists. He also called the election a mandate to radically alter Venezuela's political system. The government said more than 8 million people turned out for Sunday's election, while the opposition said less than 3 million cast ballots aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping powers. Mr. Maduro's defiant Attorney General Luisa Ortega Diaz proclaimed the new assembly not legitimate. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster agreed.
You see the end of the Constitution in Venezuela, and this is happening obviously at an accelerated pace in recent months in the Maduro regime, but this is a process that has taken really two regimes to really restrict Venezuelan democracy. By designating Maduro himself, he joins a very exclusive club, including Mr. Mugabe, Bashar al-Assad, and Kim Jong-un, in terms of the brutal repression of his people, and in this case, the abrogation of the Constitution with the Constituent Assembly.
McMaster said Maduro is not just a bad leader, he is a dictator. This is VOA News. A senior Kenyan election official was found dead Monday, 3 days after he disappeared and just a week before national elections. Kenyan officials said Mr. Masando had been tortured before he died. The Electoral Commission chairman is Wafula Jebukati.
In our mind as a commission, the only issue is who killed him and why. And that's the question that must be answered.
He called for beefed-up security for Election Commission members to ensure a free and fair election. An opposition spokesman said Masando's death is an attempt to drive a dagger into the heart of the August 8th election. Washington said it is reviewing its options after Russia ordered hundreds of U.S. diplomatic staff out of the country in retaliation for new U.S. sanctions over Moscow's Ukraine policy and alleged involvement in last year's U.S. election. Many of the U.S. staff are actually local hired Russians. Brookings Institution senior fellow Stephen Pfeiffer in Washington said Russia had few options with which to strike back.
Bear in mind what Congress did was action with regards to economic sanctions on Russia that most economists are saying are having an impact that's probably costing the Russian economy about 1% of gross domestic product when you look at American and European sanctions combined.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday there is no sign of bilateral relations improving.
Today, Russia continues to occupy one-fifth of Georgian territory. So to be clear, the United States of America strongly condemns Russia's occupation on Georgia soil.
That's U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. He says that diplomatic actions taken by Russia in response to fresh sanctions will not deter U.S. commitment to its security and that of its allies. Speaking today during a visit to Georgia, Pence said the sanctions bill President Trump will soon sign sends a very clear message to Russia.
The United States supports Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. And under President Donald Trump, the United States of America will reject any claim at any time by any nation that undermines this enduring principle.
Congress overwhelmingly passed the sanctions bill punishing Russia for interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Lawmakers in Jordan have voted to repeal a law that drops charges against rapists if they agree to marry their victims. Activists have been lobbying for years to repeal Article 308, which states rape charges can be dropped against a man who marries his victim and does not divorce her for 5 years. The narrow vote Tuesday that followed an emotional debate was hailed by rights groups who urge other countries in the Middle East with similar laws to follow suit. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.